This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, getting off on the right foot is essential in everything we do, and that's no different with the planting season and certainly in the crop protection arena that we have to go through. We need to make sure that we're starting immediately because those weeds and pests are already moving as we lay that seed into the soil. That's why we're seeing biologicals play such an important role in getting our seeds started with what they need to survive. And we're going to talk nematode protection with biologicals from FMC right after this.
The Iowa Soybean Association celebrates National Soy Foods this month in April. Did you know foods containing soy protein provide 9 essential amino acids and reduce the risk for heart disease? Foods made from soybeans such as edamame, tofu, and soy milk are packed with fiber, iron, and zinc. Create a healthy lifestyle while supporting Iowa farmers by consuming more soy-based foods. Brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, celebrating 60 years of moving the industry forward.
When we talk about pests, we often think about nematodes, especially in our soybean fields. And Matthew Pye is with FMC, and he's talking about the work they're doing with biopesticides. And he talks about the lineup they're bringing to the market this year.
Yeah, so we're doing the biologicals a little differently than most folks. So we're focused in on biopesticides. So that's different from your biostimulants or biofertilizers. We've gone after EPA registration. We have proprietary strains that we sell as biopesticides, and they're also patented for their activity. We have 3 products currently, bionematicides, biofungicides, and we have a new product, which is a combination product, our Ethos Elite product. So we have Zeronar for in-furrow against nematodes and Avotigen for seed treatment against nematodes.
Pye talks about how getting these biologicals into the ground at planting time gives you immediate protection against nematodes, but also added health benefits for your plants throughout the growing season.
So these products are root colonizers, so you're going to want to have them there at the start of the season, beginning that colonization early. They also have some biofungicidal effects as well. And so you can think about like a traditional seed treatment with folks planting earlier and earlier, that biological will help give you extended protection through that long spring where the plant will be exposed to different pathogens as well as nematodes. So get on the root early, colonize the root, offer that protection season long.
While there are no products out there in the marketplace that totally eradicate nematodes, FMC's products are helping mitigate their populations, and that in turn lessens the damage they're doing to your crops.
It's definitely more of a preventative product. There aren't really any options for eradication, so it's really protecting just there at that root interface. You're not going to clear nematodes out of the soil with any product that's currently on the market, whether it's biological or conventional. Keep their reproduction as low as possible, and also basically mitigate the damage that they can do over the course of a season.
And while we tend to think of nematodes with soybeans, they're also attacking your corn and your wheat.
Yeah, so we targeted the in-furrow more towards the corn crop, just because of the opportunity to put it out in furrow on corn. And then the Avotigen seed treatment's more of a soybean and a wheat play, so convenience from the seed treatment. So we see great yield returns on the corn too. So a lot of people think, obviously they think about soybean cyst nematode with soybeans, don't often think about some of the nematodes that go after corn. But we've seen good benefits there against some of the nematodes on corn. And again, it has those effects against Rhizoctonia and Fusariums too. So you're getting both the nematode suppression and then also the biofungicidal effects.
For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.